you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Beaver, big beaver. From Hog Wild. No, no, we're not trying the beaver today, are we? He didn't make any beaver, did he? No.
No.
Beaver chili.
Burnt end sandwiches, yeah. Got some links out there and some...
Smoked beaver's no good.
Hog Wild, all over the area. Please check. I mean, all over Phoenix.
Smoked beaver Midwest. Turns out a little dry time.
I've heard. Nick Haas back with us. Welcome back, Nick.
Thanks.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. He told me off there that cable guy might call in a half hour, but he's out fishing, right?
That's right.
Fishing already?
Yeah, he called me before I left the hotel. I said, man, this is early.
Well, he's up fishing. All right. So he might call either at 8:30 or sometime this morning.
From the boat?
Yeah, maybe. Wow. Maybe.
Wow. Oh, Craig's earlier story.
Which one?
Where you adopt a kid.
Yes.
And then have sex with him or her.
Yeah.
It's called the Nugent.
That's right.
It's officially called the Nugent.
Nugent, yeah, he kind of did that. Or the Elvis. Elvis kind of did it, too.
Yeah? That's thanks to our buddy Gas Can Squirrel on Twitter.
Follow Gas Can.
I don't even know why he did that. Did he kill a squirrel with a gas can? Or I don't get why.
Let's not ask questions about this.
I know, you're right.
I don't want to know the origin of
the unknown.
No, it sounds pretty gross.
Speaking of gross, I'll tease some unbelievable Brazilian soccer news for later.
This is horrible. Not horrible, just...
Yeah, it's... Well,
fine. You can call it horrible.
Well, I mean... just weird.
No, it's just weird, because I don't even know if they're gay. I think they're just messing around. It's weird.
It's horrible that
just
there's
do the
video.
Story.
Yeah, let's just get to it.
I clicked on the video, too.
Yeah, of course you did.
Petey's homophobic, can't watch it.
No, I just... Don't need to watch it.
That's why you're afraid you'd be excited
I get
or what?
What's going on?
No, you got to see it.
They are Brazilian.
I'm going to put up a link.
Put up a link to
the
video.
You seen the story, Nick?
I have not.
You will. You got to look at the picture. You got to look at the video.
This is from Deadspin and Puss.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw it roll through Twitter. And
I saw it last night. I clicked on it, too. I said, they're going to show video of this? Oh, they did.
Yes. It's viral.
Now, this is a third division Brazilian soccer team of note here. There's two other divisions above, so these are meddling guys.
Right.
These are Tim Tebow's of the world.
Right,
high A.
Yeah, they've let four players go after video of one of them skiing with the other two teammates in the shower.
In the shower.
The club showers was leaked.
He's kind of squatting down, and two guys stand there, and he's skiing.
He's got both hands
That's
going.
That's called skiing?
Yeah.
Well, it works, I guess.
It's one definition. Off? That's skiing.
Yeah, he's doing that, and then there's a guy videotaping. I'm assuming putting on his phone, obviously.
Yeah.
And they release it. But if you watch the whole video, which I did, it doesn't last that long.
Neither did you.
Neither for me. But the thing is that he does it, and these guys are not excited. Let's go with that.
Right.
And then he lets go and stands up, and they all just laugh like it was a big prank. But I'm thinking, still.
Funny prank.
Did somebody lose a bet?
That's out. No.
You have to get down your knees, grab each guy's junk, and go to town?
You might have won the bet.
Yeah, right.
Maybe in your shower. In my shower, that's a losing bet.
Right, that's the loser. Now, the club president's
response. I think it's
response,
just weird. Yeah, what'd they say? They fired these guys, right?
Yeah, these four players were let go. The response, and it would be great if, you know, I'm trying to picture Bob Kraft responding to something like this. Because he would not respond this way. The club president said it's fine if they want to get drunk and be gay or not. That's their problem.
their problem?
Yes, he said the club is not a keeper of morals and good manners. And then he says part of the reason why they were released is just to keep them away from the jeers of opponents and fans.
And neither one has scored a goal in probably a year either.
Yeah, I mean.
If they were good, they'd still be on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, so if Gronk's down there taking care of Brady in the shower, people are saying, who cares?
Well, they got winning and losing confused.
Exactly.
So you don't want that
gotta
on
be two.
Team.
That's got to be like Brady and Edelman.
Yeah, there you go.
At the same time.
Gronk would do it as a joke. It's a big gay joke.
This is great. This is great.
What's this guy?
Look how ungay I am.
Exactly. That's how it would play here.
Yes. I'm going to go over here and finish, guys.
Gronk's just crazy. He does that in the shower to all the guys.
Check it out, man.
If you put the link out there, Puss?
Yeah, it's up on Twitter.
Did you watch it? I watched it. It's just stupid.
And there is an unedited video after the click, and it's Very not safe for work.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Very not safe for work.
Not at all. No, but nobody finishes. So you can watch it if you're afraid of that part of it. You might, if you watch it, you might finish.
Apparently Tyler did.
Well, finish in that sense. He quit.
He just stops, right? And they giggle and they laugh like, yeah, it was funny, but we shouldn't have videotaped that.
Damn it.
Don't put that up anywhere.
Yeah.
You've got to assume that everything you do now.
Well, no, they know. There's a guy standing there with a phone just on him. So
who was also cut.
Yeah, all four of them were cut.
Yeah. Right.
But a camera's on you all the time.
Especially when a guy's standing there with his phone recording.
Sure. Right, right.
But, I mean, no matter what you do, when you go to the grocery store. In fact, my wife's cousin dropped
Don't ever masturbate another guy at the grocery store? Is that what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He dropped his keys right outside his truck, went into the store, came back. Well, guess what? Someone found his keys, stole his truck. They had it all on videotape.
Oh, they got the guy. You got to be careful. Anything.
They were surveilling the parking lot, as they do, I assume, constantly.
That's why I stopped ripping off cars.
Right. And they caught the guy.
That's the reason.
That's why.
Yeah. Oh, because, I think it would have been fine if he would have just stolen the truck, but he went on to, I think he did a couple of robberies with it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. A little over the top.
It'd been fine if you stole the truck.
Yeah. We don't mind the truck business.
No, you can take that.
Yeah. This day in 1985, a 17-year-old Boris Becker became the first unseeded player to win Wimbledon.
He was only 17.
Also the youngest ever.
I forgot he was that
That's
young.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy to think, the older athletes now are in better shape than they've ever been.
Yes.
It's tough to picture a 17-year-old just coming in and storming the world like that.
Right.
Yeah. For more Wimbledon news, you can check out my NHL blog.
All right. Which is on TNT Radio Empire. Actually, there's a link to it.
That's all you get for now.
That's right. That's a tease. Now, the NBA free agency has, just captivated us all, specifically ESPN. And Andre Roberson just signed a $30 million contract with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, I heard this. What a dick. What a dick.
Well, I mean, the tip is one thing, all right? So he had a $487 13-cent bill, right?
What do you think you rounded it up to, Todd?
$490.
Nope.
Not quite. He tried to round it up to $500, or that was his intent. With his math, he tipped $13.97. Again, the total on the bill was $487.13 for
20% is $80.
Right,
20% is $80.
Yeah.
Leave $80.
Yeah,
20% is $80.
That's damn near $100, really.
It'd be $100.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Well, $40 times two. That's how they.
Yeah,
right.
But 487.
Oh, that's right. 48 times two. Yeah, $100. $100. Right.
Closer to 500.
Yeah. So these. Vodka Red Bulls, vodka sodas, Long Island. So
she's busy.
It wasn't like one bottle of something and then they just sat around and helped themselves.
Right.
There were some things going on here. So $487.13 is
the
bill.
Just signed a $300
million.
$30
million contract.
$30 million contract.
Yes, like that day.
Yes.
Like that day. So he was celebrating that contract. He tips $13.97 and then puts the total as $500. So the tip is short, first of all. It's 3%. The tip is short, but also his math is brutal.
Yeah.
Because that's $501.10.
Are we assuming these NBA players are math whizzes?
Yeah, exactly.
Up until
I'm not.
Now?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, man, I gave him 20%.
Yeah. I don't know what she wants from me. I gave 20%.
Yeah. And they put the picture up. The server put the picture up on the internet, right?
Now, he says he went to social media to say there was no service there. That's why I tip like that.
Shut
but he
up.
Has not explained his math, or in his case, his math.
Well, he should explain that even though he signed the contract, he hasn't gotten a paycheck yet.
No, you still
But I'm guessing he had,
$100
for a tip.
He didn't sign a contract from zero money. What was his other contract? He's in the NBA. He's making millions of dollars anyway.
Highest average salary in all professional sports.
Exactly, right.
Yep.
Okay, then I got no defense for him.
No, there's no defense.
Yeah. Another race relation news. a guy who used to run a security manager for the Atlanta Hawks, who ran that event center there in Atlanta.
Yep.
Was fired recently. Now he's saying he was wrongfully fired after pointing out that there was a system of discrimination against black celebrities at the arena, which was operated, by the bosses that fired him. So he's saying they discriminated against him on the basis of white acts when they came to this event, would just ask to bypass the metal detectors and everything, and were always granted that. Whereas black acts, when they came to this event center, they would ask to bypass the metal detector. They would be denied that.
Man, that is racist right there.
Well, here, but let's think about it this way. So Amy Schumer was there. She asked to be denied or didn't want to go through the metal detector processed. She was granted that request, right?
Yeah.
Now, Kanye West denied.
He had to go through it personally.
Yes. Drake and Future denied. But let's see, who else? Adele allowed. Right? You see where we're going with this
Beaver.
Here?
Big Beaver.
Right. AC/DC allowed through. Old School Hip Hop Fest denied. Migos denied. Bon Jovi allowed. You see, I mean, like,
well, you would think that the
Bon Jovi's not bringing rifles in.
I know you're right, but you would think the stars at least would all be allowed to go through, and then all their people should be checked because even white roadies might be packing.
Sure,
you know what I mean. So I can see it. They should have let all the stars in by themselves without being wanded. I get that,
or be consistent.
Or just be consistent. Well, obviously, it's racist. It sounds racist completely.
It does sound racist, but at the same, kind of more profiling than racist.
Profiling. It's profiling.
Because, I mean, look, Adele is not rapping about shooting people.
No, and her crowd is his crowd is just in the cheese fry line, right? Exactly.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah.
But a lot of guys who rap about shooting people aren't shooting people.
No, but the crowd
is. Sure, but they might be packing heat.
It's profiling. To get away from profiling, just do them all.
Yes, that would be easier.
I'd like to know the whole arena's safe. I like when they wand people at arenas.
Yeah.
Or stadiums. Yeah. I like
everybody
when they
should
that.
Feel safe.
You're right.
Yep.
Right.
Now, his bosses say he was fired for reprimanding lower-level staffers without consulting human resources.
Well, they always find something else.
Yeah, and then he was terminated for poor performance.
They always find something else. Yeah. You know, you're having masturbating two guys in the shower. Just a joke.
He didn't even
just
finish.
A joke between colleagues.
It's just colleagues having fun.
Didn't even finish.
Yeah.
Credit where credit's due. The name of the venue is Phillips Arena.
All right.
The thermometer is chubbing.
Yeah, what's going on with him?
2 home runs in 9 games. 7th RBI since his call up.
Yeah.
9 for 25 baseless promotion.
It is baseless.
This boy's going to make it.
Yeah. Now batting .234 in his professional baseball career.
That's brutal.
Over 73 games.
I watch baseball every night, and you're batting .234, you suck. And that's the majors. He's high A ball.
He's going to move up to AA. I would bet everything that
that's
I
have. That's where the real pitchers start showing up.
That is up from .222, slow, steady improvement.
Yeah. In high A ball.
That's right. Exciting news. Tom Brady has written a new book, and Simon & Schuster is going to publish it.
No.
The TB12 method. How to achieve a lifetime of sustained peak performance.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's like a self-help book?
Yeah, it's they call it an oversized, heavily illustrated, revealing yet deeply practical book.
So he wants to be Tony Robbins when he retires?
You're a great quarterback.
Step-by-step action steps to become Tom Brady, basically.
No. Not everybody's 6'5 and can throw the ball like he can. Move on.
Well, it's probably not all about physical fitness.
No, it's about mental health and all the ways that he got Giselle.
Right.
I tell you how to leave a girl and pregnant.
That was in his cookbook.
To leave your wife pregnant and go find another girl. I should tell that story.
That was in his $200 cookbook.
Right. Yeah, that's a character builder right there.
Yeah. People forget about that crap.
Right. All people.
He's got a kid out in L.A. to some actress. They were married. He left her while she was pregnant for Giselle.
Bridget Moynihan?
Her. That's another chick we like. Bridget something. Or something Moynihan.
Yeah. On the other hand, that could happen to anybody. Guy knocks up a chick and then decides he doesn't really want her.
Yeah, but he's not celebrated. And
not
you,
a man
and
of
you weren't.
Tom
you weren't
Brady's.
Celebrated. No. You were not celebrated for that. Todd did that.
I was vilified.
Right. Yeah,
Bridget Moynihan.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
She was on like...
Not Michelle Monaghan.
That's who I was thinking of. Thank you, Puss.
Different. But yeah, that's the one that he left.
Yeah. And you know Giselle's bitching about that. You sending her a check?
Right.
You shouldn't have to send her anything. She works.
Just pay her off.
And he's walking around this like a 80,000 square foot kitchen listening to Giselle bitch at him.
No. But, honey, did you see our new mattress?
According to this People article, they maintain a loving family between the three of them.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
That's great.
I mean, are you going to doubt people?
Yeah.
That's great. Skip that one.
But in the beginning, I'm sure she wasn't too happy that her husband left her while she was pregnant for Giselle, you know.
Man, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's another thing. You're right. They don't talk about it because ESPN's not going to talk about it. And I don't care what he did in his private life, but don't hold him up like he's the best character guy ever because he's not.
No, it seems like they're
And
afraid.
They do hold them up like that.
They don't point out any...
Never. Point.
They never mention a flaw that Tom Brady may have.
He has none.
None.
Ask Bob Kraft.
Yeah, except for that Gronk thing in the shower that we didn't see.
Didn't finish once again.
That's true. That's true.
But you know, if that was Cam Newton or somebody who had that kind of story in his background,
oh my God,
it would come up all the time.
Or Kaepernick, who is not playing, and he's as good. He should be in the league somewhere.
Even Manziel, of course, it would happen. To go white.
Right. Yeah, I can't believe anybody hasn't. Well, I guess I can.
What?
Kaepernick should be employed.
Of course, he should
somewhere.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show you, they'd rather have
America.
Right. Child abusers and wife beaters. And
in football.
Someone who's
in football.
Who's defiant.
Right.
Well, Robert Griffin III, BG3.
Where's he playing?
Also doesn't have a job right now.
Yeah.
So this is unsigned free agent news.
He's kind of hurt all the time,
too. Yeah, he's kind of damaged goods.
Sure. I mean, be a great backup, though, an experienced backup quarterback. You know, could win you one game. That's what they say you want out of your backup, right? Yeah. His new baby just had a baby, and likely will not be RG the fourth because it was a daughter.
Yeah.
And his wife says that Bob deserves a medal, baby, which I don't understand.
All right.
Yeah.
A medal baby?
A medal baby?
You deserve a medal baby.
That would hurt.
You deserve
out.
A medal baby.
Oh, medal baby.
Medal, medal comma yeah. baby.
Comma. Well, there's no
M-E-D-A
comma here.
There's no comma.
I'm just reading her word.
Medal baby.
But what? Yeah. For what? He deserves
just for being
knocking her up.
A great man who left his wife and high school sweetheart to get her pregnant and marry her. Yeah. Yeah, he deserves a medal for that.
Yeah. For doing what every dude does when they have a kid.
Yeah, take him home and raise him. Yep.
Yeah. Go get a job now, Bob. Why don't you get a job?
We got money.
This might hurt, Steeler fan. Dick LeBeau.
What Dick doing?
He'll be.
We still tease him.
It's great. I did tease Dick LeBeau.
You did tease Dick LeBeau. Yeah, you did. Yeah. Nick remembered
that. I've been on
that.
High alert since yesterday.
Nick couldn't do a show last night. Think of the Dick LeBeau tease.
He could have just Googled it.
Wasn't that interesting.
Yeah, really, it's not.
What about Dick LeBeau?
Well, he's going to be 80 here soon. Yeah. He's the assistant head coach of the
Steelers still?
Yes, he is.
All right.
Assistant head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
I think they just moved on.
Somebody asked him, where's your heart at when it comes to sports? And he said, well, I've really always been a Bengal and a Brown guy.
Man.
Yeah. No love for the Steelers,
And that's unfortunate, because if he'd have retired, he would have been always claimed the Steelers, you know?
Yeah.
How long was he with them? Forever, wasn't
he? Well, he left for a little bit to be the head coach of the Bengals for a little bit. That didn't work out, and then he came back. Right. Yep. And then he came back, and he...
But it ended messy, didn't it?
Oh, it ended messy. Well, they just kind of forced him out, and they put his assistant in charge, who wasn't a young guy either, but he's, they got a great defense. So I'm not really worried about it. I like LeBeau, but...
11 years with the Bengals, probably 25 or so with the Steelers.
Right. That's a lot.
And like 68 years in professional football, which is insane.
I don't mind people being angry at somebody.
He's like
in the
Tom
past.
Lasorda.
Right, exactly.
Except he's still got a brain.
He started playing in the 50s and then coaching. And the guy's seen it all. There's your Dick LeBeau tease, Nick.
Boom.
All
right. Foreplay
was better. I know.
Really a letdown.
Yeah, he was with the Steelers from 92 to 96 and then again from 04 to 14.
Right.
So, 15 years with the Steelers.
He was in three. He was in. He was probably in four Super Bowls then, because they were 1-95 with the Cowboys. Yeah,
how'd that one end?
They lost.
Thank you, Neil O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm. Dick.
Chris Christie, his term in office will expire in January.
Yep.
And Mike Francesco, who's been a longtime host in New York, a sports talk host, his term ends
Mike
soon
and the
as well.
Dog, right. Yeah.
Yep. And the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, is...
He wants that gig still, right?
Well, that's the
still
word.
Still wants that gig?
Yep, and he's gonna spend a week co-hosting a show in Francesa's time shot, or time slot, as they're seeing this as an audition for that job.
Well, he's built like a sports host.
He's a Cowboy fan, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a dick.
I don't know how they play
work.
In New York.
That ain't going to work.
You know? I don't know how they play.
You got to be a homer. You have to hammer your own in that city, but you still got to be a
little
bit.
You can't hammer them because you like the Cowboys.
No,
so,
that's
you know
that.
I mean?
You can't do that.
Yeah. Does Larry Bird have a kid he does not take care of?
He's got many kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if he doesn't take care of one.
I don't know
but.
His history.
Yeah. I just got a note here. Thinking maybe it's a Boston thing.
Yeah.
No, I think it was a French Lick thing or something, like his hometown.
No, I think he left. Yeah, I think he was one of those. He went to college. Yeah.
This is a way back.
You can get pregnant. He knocked a girl up in French Lick.
Oh, did he? Or was it at Indiana State?
Could be that, too.
I don't know how he did it. But
could be a sycamore, baby. Phil Mickelson's caddy. Why this guy has gotten a lot of pub lately is, I guess, because he was Phil Mickelson's caddy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but he's also going under a career change. He's, instead of getting on somebody else's bag, which is fun to say.
That's the best part about that job.
It's fun to say.
Whose bag you on?
Yeah.
She see me in the shower. See the caddy shower. Whose bag you on?
Is that, what's his name?
Bones McKay. Jim Bones McKay.
Why does Mickelson fire his best friend?
I don't know. He wanted his bro on his bag, I guess, which is weird, too.
He's got a brother on his bag
His bro, Scott, is on his bag
now. He's got Scott?
It's actually Tim, I think.
But he's got a brother that needs a gig?
Yeah. No, his brother's the golf coach at Arizona State, so I think, you know, maybe it's just a recruiting move or something.
Yeah, but if you're on somebody's bag, you might make more money than coaching
golf. No, I actually read something about this, and philosophically, they felt they were growing apart, and they both needed a break. It wasn't. It was amicable.
Well, Bones has basically said, well, thanks for the life-changing money, Phil. I'm done on bags. I'm just going to go carry around a mic. He's going to be an on-course reporter for
NBC. Well, he made enough money all those years.
Yeah.
God,
oh, God.
He made a fortune. I'm
25 years with Phil Mickelson? The guy's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
I think it's in the latest Sports Illustrated, if you want to learn where all the caddies got their nicknames, like Bones and Fluff and blah, blah,
That's
blah.
In the mountain.
Yeah.
So is it 10% to be on somebody's bag? Puss?
I think it's 7 to 10 usually.
Yeah. It is 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Of the winnings, and he won a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you get like a bonus structure if you're top 10, top 5,
yes.
If you make the cut.
Okay, so there's a standardized form of pay.
There is. I mean, I'm sure it's you still work it out, but I mean.
Yeah, a lot of times, like somebody like him probably even had something written in specifically to the majors, like for major victories, like he said, like Nick said, top 10.
He made a ton of
money. It's a higher percentage than usual for those majors and whatnot.
Yeah. My heart sunk, though, because when you said he's going to put down the bag and grab a mic, my first thought was, oh, great, he's doing comedy. Doggone it.
That's
another
funny
week at the clubs.
Yeah. Bunch of khakis at that show. That Bones Mickelson's caddy. He does a big bag bit. It's hilarious.
I got bumped for Bones.
Doesn't that suck for you guys? Happen.
You are a professional comedian, been doing it for a long time, and some YouTube sensation gets a gig. I get it. Bones back. Mickelson's caddy.
Right.
They bumped him, Nick Hopp, next time around.
Nick was supposed to play the Tempe Improv.
Bones
came in telling his stories.
And Scott Mickelson.
His crazy golf stories. They were funny. Yeah, and he signs autographs.
Yeah. If you want to see Phil's new bag carrier.
I don't.
Yeah, they're in action.
I'm sure I will see. I do root for Phil, so I'm sure I'll see Phil's new bag boy.
It's also in that article I referenced in Sports Illustrated.
I will check it out.
There's a picture of Phil and his new bag guy.
All right.
His bro.
Otherwise known as his brother.
Scott.
Probably why I stopped getting Sports Illustrated. All right. Nick Hopp with us. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Larry the Cable Guy might phone. He's rehearsing with a fog hat.
All right. Depends how the fishing is.
That's right. Come on, babe.
Put down the phone.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.